like where there's a waterway that the water seeps in. Oh, we got another oddity down here. We got the spillway. That protects New Orleans. When there's a flood comes that way, they open those gates to that spillway and let the water, it goes out from the river to the lake, and it goes away. It floods the country places, but it takes care of the city. And of course, they don't like that. There's always an argument about that. But that spillway is rich sand, river sand, and they sell that. And then during their dry season, they let the goats and all that, and sheep. They keep the grass down, you see, and it makes it healthy out that way.
Yeah.
That's an oddity. You don't have that anywhere. And several things like that.
Now, in here, when you're thirsty, you might get some water from the what? Out there, there's a, all around the building, there's a bunch of...
Well, we got this, what we call sewage down here. It comes in to take the river water and sanitize it. Get there so much acids and stuff in it, you know, so they neutralize the acid. Right now, it's been so many years since the machinery, it's about breaking down, and of course the public will get charged more. We pay for water, city water. And it commits to say it causes cancer, but you don't know, you can't tell them. I know it's old dirty water, but it's revitalized, it's white when you get it out the faucet. But everything goes in that Mississippi River. And the catfish, people are crazy for catfish, they eat anything. Everything comes down the river, trash and garbage and everything. People get drowned. You drink that water, but it's come sanitized. There's another word for that, I can't think of it. When I think of that, I've been buying ozone water lately. That's the mineral wells that are down here.
Yeah.
Ozone company, 45 cents a bottle, a big tube, half a gallon. And that's pure water comes out the ground. And if you go to Bay St. Ocean, all the place along the lake, you can go to the fountain there and drink it. It tastes iron. Ozone water's been sanitized. I don't know some void for that. It's nice and pure and white, you see. And I guess you'll die with whatever God gives you. But I think that river water, when you think about it, ain't a nice subject, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, now different, can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks?
See, I'm talking, I ain't drinking. And I want to drink it up because you have to pay 30 cents for it.
I don't care. Now, do you know some different kinds of cars or trucks? Not brand names, just different types. You remember that old model that used to come out, say, in the 30s or 40s, and it had outside seats?
Well, you see, we didn't have no car, so I don't know much about automobiles. But the old Ford is popular all over the United States. That old Tin Lizzie, they used to call it, you know?
Yeah.
But Chevrolet has them. I used to, when I waked up along the river, Cotton Warehouse, a young man had a nice, he didn't buy nothing but Chevrolets. He liked it. He was a nice fella. He took up a saxophone, he played the bass, which is hard in the group, you know, and the professor would have concerts. Well, there was music again, and I love music. And Charlie was much younger than me, and we didn't go as lovers or anything, you know, but he'd take me to the concerts. My name was, you want to go to the concert? I can't get nobody to be interested. I said, I love music if you bring me home. Oh, sure. He'd come get me and bring me home, you know, and he'd play that old saxophone. And he was a kind of a young man. He's dead now, poor fella. But he accumulated a little money in life, you know. He was thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved a Chevrolet. He'd always buy another one. And he wouldn't go in for everything, the office part, you know. They call him a greedy gut, you know. But he had his own way of living, and it was nice.